Let's go to Klaus in New Jersey, and he's got a question about blood sugar. Are you there, Klaus?
Yes, I'm here. Good to speak to you.
Thank you very much. And so how long have you had an issue with blood sugar?
Well, a few years. I'm a type 2 diabetic.
Okay.
I'm 52.
Okay.
5'8", 220 pounds.
Okay.
Suffering chronic fatigue, sore joints, and some acid reflux.
Okay.
I've gone to the endocrinologist.
Okay.
And they had me on metformin, and
okay.
They'd like to have me do some insulin shots to jumpstart the pancreas. So I want to know if there's another route I can
go.
Well,
let me ask you, how high is your blood sugar? Is it very high?
Yeah, it's up around 300 or so.
Okay, so it's you're up there.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the first thing that I'd be looking at here, of course, would be the issue of the acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that that's so critical is that there are many researchers who suspect that low stomach acid may have allowed some bug to trigger this issue with your blood sugar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the case, then even if we help the blood sugar, you might just be right back in the box again unless we get your stomach acid back to an ideal state, okay?
Right.
So are there any major scars or traumas from the forehead to the pubic bone?
Well, I had a hernia.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
A ventral hernia.
Okay, and what age was that?
That was about 7 years ago.
Okay.
So now 45 or so.
Okay, yep. Okay.
So there's a scar there.
Yep.
Left,
left 7 years is long enough for it to start being a real troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And any other scars from that area, you know, from the forehead to the pubic bone?
I do have a scar from my lumbar laminectomy.
Okay, now that
12
is,
years ago.
Okay, and that, of course, that typically doesn't go there, but it could.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my concern is when there are scars and traumas that sedate the normal nerve and energy flow to the stomach, if you attempt to support the stomach with the HCL detox kit, you may feel some upset and it may not work well. And if that's the case, then you're going to need to take stomach complex as tea before you do it. And at 220, you'd need three of them emptied to a cup filled with water to high boil, stir it, steep it 10 minutes, and drink it before the meal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now the stomach meridians are all strong. Now at the end of the meal, you can comfortably take the HCL detox kit. And at your age and weight, you're going to need about six HCL and three activator end of meal. And you're going to need probably two, maybe even three quantum digest. And with the blood sugar issues, I would say we should go with three. And that would be best start of the meal. But if you forget, it can be end of the meal. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Lord willing, there's no more acid reflux. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Without that, you should be absorbing minerals better. And it ought to be easier for the body to get the nutrition to the joints so there's no more sore joints. But I would go a step further. I'd get some pH paper, and I would get a pH trio, and I'd use the aloe drink, which is very tart, not the aloe powder because it's too sweet. And I would just keep upping the coral till you get an ideal first morning urine pH, which should be 6.4 to 7.0. And now joints should start feeling good, hopefully with the body having everything it needs. There's no more popping and cracking. And now let's go after what the body would want to help it get a healthy blood sugar. And here what we should do is use today's special Heart Nano Detox. And typically you would use this 4 months, and at your body size, you're a big guy, so you're probably going to need maybe 7 teaspoons, and you'd mix that in maybe 24 to 32 ounces of water, and you would do so and sip it after breakfast and be done by nightfall.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a good hope that taking this from A to Z, the body can get itself snapped back. And I would have, you know, your medical doctor supervise everything and see if blood sugar is improving, and if it is, wonderful. If it isn't, you can always do, other things to control it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks very much for your call, Klaus.
Hey,
good luck. And give me a buzz back after a month or so and tell everybody how it's going.
All right, will do.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Bye now.